to episode number 64 of the Web 2.0 show. Happy freaking New Year! This is actually the first episode released in 2010. I mean, wow. Bye 2009, hello 2010, just like that. I have some pretty exciting news to share with you guys, but I can't share all the details just yet. I've been working on something pretty cool with the folks at Grasshopper. They were on the show back in episode 61. And they're sponsoring the show in a very, very cool way. I'll be tweeting about and I'll be making some announcements about some of these details in the next week or so, so stay tuned on that. But if you're not familiar with Grasshopper, they provide an easy-to-use virtual phone system for entrepreneurs. They were actually once called GotVmail, and back in May of 09, they sort of did some rebranding and became Grasshopper. Lots of details on their site. Certainly encourage you to go check it out and read up on them if you're interested. But if you haven't listened to it yet, please do go back and check out episode 61 with David Hauser, co-founder and CTO of Grasshopper, and Jonathan Kay, Grasshopper's ambassador of Buzz. Anyways, just after Ben and I wrapped on this podcast, Ben being Ben Bixby from EarthAid, we stayed on and chatted for a bit. It wasn't recorded, so I'm kind of bummed about that, but I was able to update him on all the cool stuff that's going on with some things I'm working on. But more importantly, we talked about what Grasshopper and I are working on with the Web 2.0 show. I didn't even know, and the reason I'm mentioning Grasshopper's sponsorship a little bit early is because I didn't even know this, but Ben and EarthAid have been a very long-time customer of Grasshopper, so I just felt compelled to kind of give some early details about this because, you know, Ben was like, Adam, I really wish you were recording this. Maybe you could throw it in the intro, but, you know, we've been using Grasshopper at EarthAid for the past two and a half years now, and we couldn't be more happier with what they've done for us. You know, we started the business sort of bootstrapped. We got some early funding through some friends and family and that kind of thing, which you'll hear about in the podcast, and they've gone on to, you know, start looking at a Series A and stuff like that. But anyways, you know, they bootstrapped the company, and it just goes back to talk about entrepreneurs and what they have to deal with starting a company. And the last thing you want to deal with is buying some sort of PBX. And Grasshopper fits that bill. Not only do they empower entrepreneurs, but, you know, they provide the ability to have a professional voice in a very cost-effective way. So I wanted to share that with you. So Ben has been a customer with Grasshopper for over 2 years now. And I guess it's just small world. So it's kind of wild. Anyways, Ben, EarthAid, really great interview. I hope you love it. Please tweet it if you like it. Email me at feedback@web2oshow. If you're not following me, if you're not following the show, check me out at twitter.com/AdamSTAC. That's Adam Stack. Or you can follow the show at twitter.com/web20show. And maybe in the near future, I'll have a phone number for you to call me at as well. We'll see. Take care. Enjoy the show. I'm here with Ben Bixby, the CEO of EarthAid. As I understand it, EarthAid is aiming to become what Mint.com is to money. They're building the dashboard for energy. Ben, why don't we start off with telling the audience a bit about who you are and what you're doing at EarthAid.
Sure. Hey, thanks, Adam. We are EarthAid. You got it right. We are the Mint.com for energy. You can, wherever you live, in the United States today and soon further afield, can go and link all of your utility accounts in one place, track your consumption for free at whatever resolution it's updated. Doesn't require you to purchase or install any new software or hardware. And you know, we're not just the dashboard, you know, though that's fantastic. We do help you, you know, share and compare with your friends and family and your community on your EarthAid dashboard. We also operate the world's first and only rewards program for saving energy and water. So when you succeed in saving energy, saving water on EarthAid, you earn EarthAid rewards points, and you can cash them in anytime you like at over 100 businesses and growing quickly all around the country for exclusive offers, other great things. You know, we are the first folks out there who will actually give you cupcakes for saving energy in several cities.
That's funny you mentioned the cupcakes. So didn't you actually do a presentation at the Web 2.0 Expo? It was the launch pad, I think, was in New York back in November?
It was, yes. Yeah, whenever we have the excuse, we found that cupcakes pull well. People like getting cupcakes are free cupcakes, and so you know, free cupcakes for saving energy are definitely one of our more popular rewards. But really, we have rewards partners from all walks of life. You know, we have solar installers, we have lighting designers, you know, we have accountants, and we also have, you know, restaurants that'll give you gift cards. We got cupcakeries that will give you quite a variety of great things that you can earn all around the country, and increasing number of businesses every day, just for saving energy at home, and you know, linking all your utility accounts at earthaid.net.
So how did you get started with EarthAid?
Well, you know, EarthAid has been a project, I guess, well over 2 years in development now. You know, myself and our co-founder, Greg O'Keefe, we had been kicking quite a few ideas back and forth for a while about new and creative ways to sort of empower people to, you know, make the most of energy, you know, to save energy where possible, when it's just sort of the common sense thing to do, you know, when you're better off by saving energy as opposed to wasting it, and even to help people, you know, generate their own free renewable energy. And we've sort of a de facto incubator for our ideas, and our flagship project, which we have just recently, over the course of this this past year, taken into public beta and to pilot in a couple different cities, is the EarthAid.net project, this sort of mint.com for energy, the universal utility dashboard for folks. It's really an outgrowth of all these ideas we've been kicking back and forth. You know, we knew that we ourselves, as well as a lot of our friends and customers, were, you know, we wanted to be able to keep better track of what we're using, and, you know, when we make progress, when we're actually trying to save energy, and where, you know, where it makes sense for us, and sometimes where it doesn't make sense for us to try to save or generate new electricity. And so this was the problem. This was the thing people were asking for. So went out and built it, and it's been a fun ride ever since.
And so EarthAid.net, the platform, it's this is free for the common consumer user?
That's right. Free for anybody to sign up, create your account, link your utilities, earn rewards. You never pay a dime to join or use EarthAid.
So pretty much falling right down Mint.com's, I guess, their framework of how they launched their services. It was free for anybody to constantly collect this data from, and in your case, you're replacing banks with utilities and different energy providers, whether it's wind, solar, water, gas, electricity, whatever. So that's how you're offering it for free. So you're also offering, I guess, this dashboard will have savings in it and stuff like that?
That's right. Yeah, you already see in all different markets, we've already started to integrate different service providers, different products that can help you save energy. And, you know, we're constantly day in, day out improving the EarthAid platform to sort of become more intelligent over time, you know, to be able to not just suggest what we think might be better for you, but to have a higher degree of confidence of what measures will be particularly helpful, particularly cost effective, give you the highest, quickest, best return on investment for folks such as yourself in your area. Already, you see on EarthAid, we have a database of over 2,000 federal, state, local, utility level, you know, tax credits, rebate programs, other incentives, you know, basically free money for going out there and saving energy, which itself saves you money. And the EarthAid dashboard already all around the country automatically identifies the programs that are relevant to and available for you. And our system of you know, sort of doing this pre-filtering for you, much like Mint.com sort of pre-filters all the credit card offers and such on the basis of your data. We're constantly refining our system, and you know, day in, day out, week in, week out, you will be seeing consistently better information from us on your EarthAid dashboard about, you know, what's relevant for you.
When you're collecting the data, how many different institutions are you able to connect with and gather data from? Because the reason why I ask is I put my information in there, and I actually use one of the more prevalent energy providers here in Houston, Texas. It's Reliant Energy. And when I logged in and I plugged my information, it said it's not currently compatible with Reliant Energy.
Gotcha. We are compatible with about 130 utilities or so all around the country today. And we are on track to be compatible with probably about 1,000 by midway through 2010. And so, you know, we're been a great deal of interest all around the country in EarthAid. So we are doing our best to keep pace with that. You know, every day folks are signing up in new areas, and basically we're prioritizing where we unlock EarthAid next based on how many folks are signing up. I don't know what the standings are right now, but if, you know, a whole bunch of folks from your neighborhood sign up or from elsewhere in Houston, and we got the most people are waiting for Reliant, then, you know, Reliant gets taken care of that afternoon. But we're, you know, we're adding utilities pretty quickly, so stay tuned. You'll get EarthAid letting you know that we're compatible and that we've got all your information already ready for you.
Well, it certainly makes sense that it's a good approach to prioritize that list by that. You said almost 1,000 in 2010. So we're in 2010 now. About how many providers are there that you have to worry about scaling to?
There are several thousand if you include all the electric, gas, and water providers throughout the U.S.
Right.
And you know, we're going to attain universal compatibility perhaps by the end of this year, but if not, shortly thereafter.
And so who does it sit on in terms of desire? Is it the utility desiring to be involved with you, or is it really on your end to integrate with them? Like, is there any incentive for them to come to you quicker?
Well, I suppose it's sort of one of the paradigm shifts that's happening with EarthAid is traditionally in this space, you know, your utility is really the arbiter of how you get your information, you know, when you get it, in what form, and what you can do with it. And if your utility chooses to contract with some of the great, you know, great companies that are out there that that develop cool software platforms for utility and utility customers, then, you know, you're lucky if you live in one of those areas. But if you are like most of us, you live in an area where either your utility has decided not to, or perhaps just doesn't have the resources to purchase one of these top-notch platforms. So the thing we built EarthAid was not be constrained by fast utilities were able to adopt us, and also not to be constrained by by waiting for utilities to pay us to come to an area. We decided that, you know, everybody around the country really deserves access to their information and deserves it for free and deserves it as soon as possible, whether or not their utility is on board to provide it. So we built EarthAid to make it possible for you to decide to link your utility account. And what EarthAid does in the back end is we establish an interface that automatically retrieves your data for you as often as it's updated on your utility side. So if you live on a smart metering area, you know, soon you'll be seeing your smart meter resolution data from EarthAid. Or if you live in an area where your data is updated monthly, you know, today you'll get it monthly, but soon you'll be getting it with increasing frequency.
Very cool.
Yeah, no, the point really to drive home there is just that at EarthAid you're in control. You decide you want to link your utility account, you know, EarthAid's going to be there for you to get the compatibility up and running. And you can link all of your utilities together in one place, which is, again, something you can't do if you're working just through your electric utilities site. You know, whether or not they choose to give you a good platform for their electric use, they can't give you the water and the gas use together and all of the community context and all the rest, whereas EarthAid can and does. So we... we are there to go and extend compatibility across the country. And the way that we decide how we go to utility by utility area is less dependent on interest from utilities and more dependent on interest from individuals. You know, where we have the most folks signed up, that's when we that's where we go next.
Yeah, that makes sense. That totally makes sense. So what do you require in terms of so? A user can go and they can get an account for free. They have access for free. You can gather all this data for free. But, you know, do you require anything at the hardware level at the home, like any specific hardware in the user's home?
Absolutely not. You know, we know that there are some folks out there that have the resources to and are willing to spend, you know, several hundred or several thousand dollars on some of the cool gadgets that are out there that you can use in your home to, set up your own network or set up your own analytics, and you know, we think those products are awesome, and definitely applaud the folks who do it. But we built EarthAid as something for everybody. You know, something that's completely free, requires no hardware, and since it's a web-based application, requires no software either. And you know, anybody wherever they are can sign up today for free and can use it without having to make a commitment or call an electrician. You know.
I got an email not long ago from Zero Footprint. And the reason why I asked that question about hardware, for one, it makes sense. But for two, you have, like you'd mentioned, you have these hardware devices. I think the one they talk about is called Talking Plug, and it's about $100. And I'm not really sure what the utility is that it does, but basically I guess it lets you send off your data to some other service and, like you had mentioned, have some sort of analytics dashboard to look at. Will you integrate with those, or is there any talks of integrating with anybody else like them yet?
We're definitely looking forward to providing a sort of both inbound and outbound API for EarthAid in the near-ish future. So you know, if you have devices, connect them to feed into EarthAid or to share their feed with EarthAid, if they're capable of doing so. And likewise, you know, we are going to make it possible for you to make use of your EarthAid data in other contexts. So it's that's coming soon.
So we talked a little bit before about EarthAid Rewards. Can you tell us a bit more about what that is and I guess what you're trying to do with EarthAid Rewards?
Well, EarthAid Rewards is really, you know, out there to make saving energy sort of newly rewarding for everybody. You know, the great thing about saving energy is, you know, you also save money on your utility bills. But the thing is that if you save, let's say, you know, $10, $20 on your utility bill this month, that's fantastic. You have another $10, $20 in your pocket. But you nobody sort of gave you that $10 or $20. That was just $10 or $20 you didn't have to part with because you saved energy. And so saving money is sort of, for a lot of folks, less motivating than getting something, being actively rewarded. So, you know, with EarthAid, you can, not only do you save money on your bills, we actually give you a $25 gift card to, you know, any of several restaurants if you, cash in your, EarthAid rewards points, for that. And that's something that, again, is completely free to you. It's meant to be a reward to save energy, and it's something that we're doing, partially because we're a social venture. You know, we're out there to create good, and part of the good that we're doing is creating these new incentives to help help interest people in saving energy and help reward them when they do.
How does that play into some of the more local community-based efforts? You know, like, for example, I shop at Kroger. Every time I leave Kroger, they give me some sort of relevant coupon or a 10% or a 10-cent discount off gas, and therefore I go back to them. How how can local communities get involved with the rewards programs and how you're tying into them?
I mean, that's something we've actually already heard from a lot of our rewards partners, the ones who are earliest to the program, who have already gotten quite a few folks who have redeemed their reward, is, you know, they're seeing these people who they had never seen in their restaurant or in their store before come up with their Earth Aid reward, have a great experience, you know, and come back, you know, whether or not they have a gift card the next time around. These rewards are also a great way to, you know, find cool new businesses to try and to you know, frequently we find folks you know, really take a liking and become regulars where they get their Earth Aid rewards. And we actually have been, you know, expanding this sort of on a community basis in partnership with folks in various communities. We partnered in Washington, D.C. with several members of the city council here to go and build a network, which I believe has over 50 different rewards available today already. We partnered with a utility, SWEPCO, and Mayor Glover in Shreveport, Louisiana, to launch a rewards network in the Shreveport, Louisiana area in early December. And you know, we're gearing up with, in one case, with a congressman, and in a couple other cases with other great community leaders, organizations, business leaders, to really make concerted efforts in a couple different metropolitan areas to make sure that there are a whole bunch of great local Earth Aid Rewards offers available for folks in that community.
I guess I saw this on your blog a little earlier today, and you'd mentioned that you're also branching off this rewards program into something a little bit different too, called Earth Aid Challenges. What's that about?
Oh yeah, Earth Aid Challenges is a fantastic complement to the Earth Aid Rewards program. There are we launched our first Earth Aid Challenge in Washington, D.C. today. So the folks who join in the D.C. metropolitan area, who assemble the group of friends that saves the largest amount of energy between now and March 31st, are going to win a great prize. It's a dinner and drinks package from a local restaurant here, Agraria Farmers and Fishers, on the Georgetown waterfront in Washington, D.C. We're actually going to be launching a couple Earth Aid Challenges in a couple other cities very soon. And the idea is to really, you know, provide sort of two dimensions of rewards. So there are great everyday rewards. You know, for example, here in D.C., you can earn a $25 gift card to Agraria Farmers and Fishers every day. But for this limited time, you can compete. You know, you can get your friends together, you know, sort of make saving energy a social experience that you do together, that you talk about together, either to join your group on the Earth Aid system, engage in peace. And the beautiful thing is that, you know, everybody's a winner. You know, somebody is the big winner. You know, somebody's going to walk away with the big prize at the end of the 3 months here. But everybody who saves energy is going to earn points, you know, for themselves and for their group, and they're going to be able to redeem them wherever they like. So it's sort of a fun way to get folks engaged and to, you know, get folks talking about saving energy and all the benefits of saving energy with their friends.
Yeah, every day when we, me and my fiance, we have two boys live with us, or two boys. You know, we kind of have fun with it. This is, you know, at this extreme local level, but we, you know, say, turn off the light, help save the earth. And, you know, kids, when they're six or three, they get really fascinated and excited about something like that. So I could see how, you know, making it a little bit bigger and taking other friends and families that you're a part of and creating a group and saving energy together is really good. It's, you know, it's a liberating thing. It makes you feel a lot better about what you're doing, and obviously helping save energy and saving money too, and having fun while you do it is a good thing.
It's the long tail, right? You know,
right.
If a lot of people save a little, that adds up to quite a bit.
Yeah, absolutely. In there, you mentioned friends. Now, also, when I logged into EarthAid.net to look at my dashboard, I also saw that I can add and look at friends. Is this a social play? And you know, Can you tell me a bit about how this feature works and, you know, what you plan to do with it?
Oh, sure. Yeah, you're talking about our new community comparative feature. So, right. You know, yeah, wherever you are when you first create your EarthAid account, you'll see on your dashboard, you know, what's average for your, you know, for across the country, for your state, even for your zip code level. You know, soon we're going to have that down to individual neighborhoods and you know, really compare you against homes that are comparable, so you can get a better sense of where you stand and how you're progressing. But you can also, you know, link up with your friends wherever they are on EarthAid. You know, not just in your neighborhood, but all around the country, all around the world. You can all create your accounts, and if you choose to, you know, you're in control of your privacy settings on EarthAid. So, you know, no information is ever shared unless you. Unless you ask to share it with somebody by befriending them on the system. But you can invite your friends in Alaska, you can invite your friends in Hawaii, all over the country, and keep track of how you're doing relative to one another.
So this is a US-based thing though, right? It's not available in other countries. It's just United States, right?
That's correct. You know, we're from here. We're very patriotic, so we took the America First mentality here. But you know, you have to start somewhere. So we're starting at home, and we will be taking this abroad. You know, sooner rather than later.
I think it's kind of awesome too that you know, you're able to compare with friends. You're able to, you know, earn points by saving energy, and you're also able to compare against your community. I think it's really wild how a lot of the applications that are being developed today are either they're adding location-based features, or they're adding crowdsource-based features where they help the user experience of that application. Whereas before, you know, that wasn't really a lot of the case. Now we're, you know, it's always the chicken and the egg kind of thing when you talk about crowdsourcing and using, you know, the metrics of the wisdom of the crowd to gain insight or enhance the user experience anyway. I think it's really wild how you're doing that.
Oh, thanks. Yeah, we you know, there's a lot of wisdom out there that's diffused among a lot of folks and a lot of useful information. So we're just trying to help people bring that all together for you know, for our sort of shared benefit.
I liked in your presentation where you say earn free cupcakes for saving energy. I liked how you said, you know, it's a way to liberate your utilities data stream. It's kind of what you're doing there. It's you're liberating what you're doing with your energy, and you're helping your friends that you choose to connect with see what you're saving, and also show them, you know, that, you know, you could be doing a little bit more to save energy, or you could be buying better appliances or smarter appliances, I guess is a better word there. But I think it's kind of wild. So we talked a lot about the platform of EarthAid and kind of what you're doing with it, but we haven't really talked about, you know, what you did to build it. And as I understand, you built the first prototype in PHP. Is that right?
That is correct. It was not much to look at, but it did the job. You know, proved the concept was sufficient both to you know, file some IP to protect what we had invented, and to you know, raise some financing to go and pursue this project further, and, you know, bring aboard a team that actually knows what they're doing in terms of you know, top-notch web development. So, you know, we're now a Ruby shop headed up by Eric Milford, our lead developer, and Ryan Sandridge, who are, you know, we worked with Intridia, which is a DC-based Ruby shop, to you know, to build out our sort of first iteration of our beta, and you know, now it's our in-house team that's really leading this project.
Very cool. What's the transition like from, you know, this minimum viable product that you'd gotten out there with PHP? What was the transition from that to, you know, proving the concept, I guess, to getting to this next stage, which is a more robust Ruby on Rails based version?
I mean, the transition is definitely a charitable way to characterize it. I think the better part of anything that I wrote was summarily scrapped as we, you know, switched languages and development platforms. you know, perhaps just the sort of, you know, conceptual framework and architecture of the system perhaps survived early on, but really, when you build something out on a new platform, and especially when you, you know, take something that was a little project and build it to scale, a lot changes.
It was a complete rewrite then.
It was a complete rewrite of the code from the prototype. Yeah, I nowhere near the level of skill in coding as I do, and so that's a good thing that that's the case.
So what are the what are the plans with where you're going with it then? Since it's not so much a trait that comes with a Rails-based site, but it's a lot easier to dig out an API in Rails. What are your plans for an API? I think earlier you mentioned an inbound and an outbound API. Can you talk against that a little bit?
Yeah, no, that's right. The two sides of the coin there is helping folks who have their own devices who want to load that data stream into their EarthAid account. We're going to be making that possible for them to do, and likewise, we are going to make it possible to use the EarthAid data streams from that we have liberated for you from your utilities in a couple different contexts. You know, we have enlisted a couple partners for the early stage of that. You know, it's still under wraps, but the some cool things you'll see in the future in terms of the applications and the implications of this data. Definitely recommend that to go create an account today, all your friends and family and listeners, so we you're the first to hear about what you can do there when we.
We didn't lose you, did we?
No, I'm here.
Okay, there you are. Because we lost you just for one quick second. Just one quick second, that was it.
So I think I stopped talking.
All right.
Maybe just rather abruptly that time.
Okay, gotcha. We talked a little bit earlier, I guess at some points, about, you know, the fact that the service is free. And when you hear something like that, the first question that goes off, I guess, in anybody's mind is, how in the world do you make something like this free? What are you doing to make this free for the general consumer?
Sure. Well, you know, that is one of our foremost commitments, is to make this free and to keep it free for individuals to use. So the way we do this is we took some inspiration from Mint.com's model. They earned revenue for when you took them up on their recommendations for which credit cards or other banking products would be most helpful to you, and we do a very similar thing for products that can help you save energy, service providers that can come in and help you save energy. But very much like Mint.com, we keep the very same commitment, which is whether or not we make any money off of any particular offer or suggestion, we're going to show you the what we think, in our honest opinion, is best for you, and we hope that you do your examination and take what's best for you out there, whether or not we're making money off of that. But we've established enough partnerships that there are quite a few things that you may take advantage of that will earn enough to keep our lights on and make this a exciting venture for ourselves and for our investors. We also work with some of our rewards partners who, engage with us to promote the rewards that they're offering. Another couple cool things that we can do in partnership with utilities and other organizations that are helping make the whole EarthAid experience, the EarthAid rewards experience, completely free for households.
I guess since we're on the notion of money and how you're charging for the services and how you're gaining revenue, how are you being funded?
In addition to the revenue that we are already beginning to see, we actually raised a sort of friends, family, angels round early in 2000. We were fortunate enough to be able to take in some investment from some real forward-looking visionary folks, and with their capital and with their advice, we've been able to build EarthAid up into this the growing company that you see today. And we are in the process, it seems, of putting together around to follow on to this.
Oh, cool. So you're actually going on to I guess it would be like a Series A or something like that?
Yeah, that we might call it that, sure.
Okay. So, I guess Earth Aid and everything that you're doing is obviously a pretty big deal to the consumer to save money. It's a big deal to save energy because of this, you know, growing problem of global warming and all these different things. I think it's probably a big deal enough, at least I would think, to get the attention of someone like Al Gore. Has he contacted you? Has he gotten involved in this at all? And is this something that he's going to bless at some point?
I have no knowledge of his personal thoughts and dispositions towards Earth Aid and EarthAid.net. You know, we are headquartered right around the corner from the White House, so we do see the current president and vice president drive by periodically, but we are not directly in touch with any former vice presidents or other Nobel laureates for that matter on this project. But you know, if you're listening, you know, you can find us at EarthAid.net.
Awesome. It's not that he has to be involved, though, right? I mean, it's just that pretty much anything, he's the figurehead on saving our Earth, and he's the figurehead on a lot of these different things because he sort of pioneered the early starts of you know, the knowledge and the education levels, you know, obviously with An Inconvenient Truth. That movie sort of powerhoused a lot of this stuff for everybody, and I think that as soon as he puts his stamp on something, it sort of becomes true, and people jump on board, and they want to get involved.
You know, he's definitely done a great service to the cause, and certainly increasing awareness about a lot of you know, a lot of the issues that we're working on, that other great folks are working on in this city and elsewhere. So definitely owe him a debt of gratitude, whether or not he individually and explicitly endorses Earth Aid.
Since you're so passionate about energy and our consumption of energy and better ways to save and, you know, and all these things we've talked about on this podcast, since you're so passionate about this, I can see you out there every day just hitting the streets, attacking it hard. What advice can you give to today's entrepreneur who has a similar idea, maybe not an EarthAid.net or even a Mint.com or anything in between, but something that they're very passionate about? What kind of advice can you give to the entrepreneurs of today's world, given the certain climate that we're in? Everything from the economic downturn to the widespread usage of the internet and its ability to take people from zero to heroes.
Well, Adam, you already seized right on it, and you know, you got similar advice in a recent episode from the folks at Groupon, which is just work hard. You know, hit the ground running every day. The great thing about entrepreneurship is it's about making your own destiny. You know, a lot of folks, when they set out to do this, have this sort of perhaps mistaken notion that all the people out there who are great successes were overnight successes, you know, that they had just come up with something and just started to do it, and it, all of a sudden they were discovered and they had millions of members and millions of dollars and everything was wonderful. That happens from time to time, but in the real world, what happens is you make your own luck. And you have to work very hard, sometimes for a very long time, in order to make yourself in a position to become an overnight success. And if you really believe that you have something that people need, that the world needs, that people want, that the world wants, then, you know, work hard in pursuit of it, and if you're right, then you will be a success. And at the time that you are a success, if all goes well, people will think that it was overnight and that you were just discovered for doing this this amazing thing.
So what is on the near horizon for Earth Aid? I imagine you got a couple tricks up your sleeve and some new stuff going on. You'd mentioned the, you know, Earth Aid challenges today. It was just on your blog recently. But is there anything super secret that's like just on the cusp that you have to mention today?
Well, you know, I think the Earth Aid Challenges fits the bill. You know, we were holding off, and we wanted to launch it when we were recording with you. So, you know, it's starting today, officially launched Earth Aid Challenges, you know, coming soon to a city or town near you. And, you know, if you happen to be a, you know, a business proprietor who wants to get involved in this way, you know, please do give us a call. Happy to come to your neighborhood next. So that's, you know, that's the thing that just launched today. Our community comparative features, brand new. You're going to be seeing a lot of cool things coming up there, and you know the sort of ways that you can, you know, glean from the collective knowledge and collective experience of folks who have, you know, tried different things at home. Some things went well, some things didn't go well. You'll be able to be the beneficiary of that, and both that and the information from, you know, your circles of friends on Earth Aid. So, you know, stay tuned to your Earth Aid dashboard. You know, sign up now, come back frequently. There's always going to be a lot of great new stuff there for you.
Well, I guess if they also want to keep in touch, they can hit up your blog. You also have a pretty active Twitter account as well. So you can head to earthaid.net or earthaid.net/blog or even twitter.com/earthaid to keep in touch too, right?
That's right. We're everywhere.
We're everywhere. Well, Ben, you know, I think it's really awesome what you're doing with Earth Aid. I commend you on being able to do this. I cannot personally wait till Reliant is compatible with Earth Aid. I can't wait to see how I'm saving my energy. I know that I recently gave them a phone call to get knocked down to a better plan, so I'm going to enjoy seeing those savings there. But, you know, it's really cool to see what you're doing with you know, with this dashboard for energy and everything you're doing for the savings and involving local communities and all the outreach you're doing. It's really awesome. So I commend you on doing that, and I appreciate you coming on the show and talking with us.
I appreciate you having me. I enjoyed talking with you.
No problem at all, Ben. Thank you for coming on the show.
Thank you for listening to this edition of the Web 2.0 Show. Be sure to check out web20show.com for links in the show notes or to leave a comment on the show. Thanks for listening.